Word of mouth. How do you inspire the best type of marketing? My favorite type of marketing is also perhaps the most difficult to inspire, create, and control. Word of mouth. When I hear from a friend or even a stranger that they loved a game, book, movie, podcast, blog, YouTube channel, restaurant, band, service, company, etc., it immediately piques my curiosity. Not only did the person love their experience, but it stuck with them so much that they were compelled to share it with me. But unlike sending a game to a reviewer or mentioning the game on social media, it feels like word of mouth either happens organically or it doesn't. Today, I'd like to challenge that perception with some examples and ideas of ways publishers can inspire word of mouth. First, reminders in the box. Any product can include a tangible reminder in the box for customers to share their experience. The first thing I saw when I opened my copy of Sagrada Artisans recently was a card, see the photo on the post, asking if I was happy with the game, along with suggestions to share, rate, or chat about the game on social media. Some publishers also include reminders of their other products in or out of the box. The most clever example of this I've seen is on Honeybuzz, which has art on the sides of the box depicting bees playing other Elf Creek games. Number two, feature one strong differentiating factor. Jay Baer, author and host of the Talk Triggers podcast, stresses that competency isn't enough for people to spread the word. He recommends having one strong differentiating factor that is both authentic to your brand and fully scalable to every customer. Some examples from his podcast are an oral surgeon who personally calls his clients a day or so before their appointment, a car mechanic who offers a full service spa while you wait, and a hotel where they hand you a warm chocolate chip cookies when you arrive. Number three, enable and embrace fan participation. A few days ago, I saw the new Barbie theater in a theater with 9 friends, all of us decked out in pink, along with most other attendees. Barbie's advertising didn't tell us to wear pink, yet it can encourage that trend by sharing photos. You can't always predict what your fans will do, but you can embrace and celebrate the fun they create. Number four, pinpoint the ideal target. I can either encourage you to share this post in general, or I can suggest that you send a link of this post to a friend who started their own business in the last few years. I don't know about you, but I'm much more inclined to do the latter, as the suggestion helped me think of someone specific. I've tried to use this method in our e-newsletters for new games. Number five, special occasions. Piggybacking off the above idea, our games could include a note and even a special discount for anyone who chooses to buy a copy of the game or a related product as a gift. For example, the note could say, if the winter holidays are approaching, use code FROSTYEXPEDITION to save 20% on a copy of this game for the friend in your life who has never won a game of Scythe. Number six, gift exchange. Giving anything as a gift is an opportunity to turn word of mouth into a sale, but it's always a risk. You may love Wingspan, but will your bird-loving friend actually take the time to learn the game? What if they already own it? To remove the risk, what if we offered a gift exchange option on our web store? For example, if you indicate at checkout that the order is a gift, maybe paying an extra dollar to ensure people don't do this with every order, we'll include a card in the shipment that allows the recipient to exchange the game with any tangible product on our web store of equal or lesser value. Whenever the offer is used, we'll send a prepaid mailer to the recipient to send the original game they received to a reviewer, so it's still put to good use, even after being opened. Number seven, photo opportunities. I often take a few photos when I'm playing a game out of habit, and I end up sharing many of them later on Instagram. Every now and then, I'll see a game prompt players to take a photo, and without fail, almost everyone pulls out their phone for that special moment. I recall Picture Perfect doing this. Simply reminding players to take a photo at a key moment instead of relying on them to remember makes a big difference. Anything to get the game to the table. I often return to this point on marketing posts because it's so important. I believe one of the most important marketing tools is the product itself, specifically how I'm able to encourage people to get the game to the table. This starts when they open the box and try to play for the first time, and it extends to the ease of setup and teaching. It also goes beyond the product design to all the different ways a publisher can support a game. Sometimes you make a great, memorable, innovative product or service, and people are compelled to talk about it entirely on their own. But these nudges are a good reminder to me that I have the ability to slightly increase the chances that people might talk about Stonemaier Games. What's the last time you recommended something? A game, book, movie, podcast, blog, YouTube channel, restaurant, band, service, company, etc. to anyone? And what was it about that product or service that inspired you to share it? Let me know in the comments on the original post.